Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Does that make me crazy?
This is a safe place for your secrets. Sometimes you just want to get something off your chest, but if anybody knows your name or anybody knows about this behavior, like you can't tell loved ones, but we're your friends.
You can tell us.
We are a safe, happy place for you. And, wow, when we said crazy, we meant it. Erica, tell us, confess you're crazy.
I sometimes ignore the directions in my navigation system just to hear the anguish in the robot woman's voice.
She is super passive aggressive. Like, she is, take a left. Take another left, you idiot.
Isn't that a strange phenomenon, though? Because the voice probably never changes, but she sounds like she gets angry.
Yeah, she sounds so disappointed when I'm not listening to
her. Yeah, it's like I pull into McDonald's and she's like, oh, again, fatty?
All right, so we also, you can send us an inbox on Facebook.
This person definitely wants to be anonymous. They write, I'm a bus driver and don't really like my job or passenger, so when I'm having a bad day at work, I look in the mirror at the riders and mutter to myself, you are all a-holes, aren't you? Then I tap the brakes twice to make their head nod yes. It makes me feel a lot better.
Another anonymous confess you're crazy.
This is terrible, but also I don't really know what to do because I'm about to break up with my boyfriend. I put his picture through an aging app, and I am like beyond repulsed by what he may end up looking like. And I just like...
Is that why you're breaking up with him? Because of what the aging thing says he would look like when he's old?
It's a little more like straw that broke the camel's back.
Okay.
A lot of guys, this is not me, this is other guys, have said that they always will look at what a woman's mother looks like to see how she's going to age.
Yeah, I'm super into my mother-in-law.
And on that note, if you have a confession, you can call us anytime, 404-741-0985, or inbox us, Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 723 cloud-scattered showers, thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight with a high of 81. 70 in Midtown. Braves beat the Phillies 6-5. They play again tonight. What's going on, Kara?
I'll tell you where you might want to go for lunch today in just a minute, but I know everyone is snuggling their babies extra tight, especially after what happened yesterday. Another school tragedy where 19 kids in second, third, and fourth grades and two adults lost their lives in a place they thought were safe. Everybody's wondering what it's going to take to stop these senseless acts of violence on these kids. It was a Border Patrol agent who was actually working nearby when all of this began that rushed to the school without waiting for backup, who took control and kind of took down this armed shooter and helped save as many kids as he possibly could. Mm-hmm. Now, there's like no easy way to handle this. Everybody's hearts are broken. We're all like sending prayers and love to the families who have lost these kids, but we've got to do something.
Like you said, Kara, my 9-year-old daughter Avery last night got a couple extra hugs and kisses, and she didn't want them. She was pushing me off, but I'm like, nah, this isn't for you.
Yeah, right. I need this.
Yeah.
Now, there's just no easy way to transition from a story like that, but as this baby formula shortage continues, our community is really coming together to try and help families in need. I know the government has another big shipment that they're expecting to come in sometime today, so that's going to help out, but Garnett Gal's Coffee Shop and Bakery over at Lenox is doing a little donation drive where you can leave some baby formula, or if you're in need, you can come take some baby formula for free. So if you are still searching everywhere you can for something to feed your baby, they may have something over there for you.
You say this is a coffee shop?
This is a coffee shop over on Lenox, yes.
So they're tossing in a free latte with every donation? What are we talking here?
No. They're not. They're just trying to help out, you know.
What was it called again? Gals?
Garnett Gals Coffee Shop and Bakery.
Cool.
So that might be a good resource if you're out there looking around.
A scone.
Now, if you're hungry, Arby's has proclaimed for years that they have the meats, unless that meat was a burger. But that all changed this week with the debut of their new Wagyu beef steak burger.
Ooh.
It's the first burger that's ever been offered in their 58-year history, and they wanted to raise the bar on the burger game. I had one of these babies yesterday, and
you had
my
one of these
gosh.
Already?
Yes, I did.
Research,
I got the bacon ranch one. It was delicious.
Bacon
now,
ranch Wagyu?
Only, yes. Wow. They're only available till July 31st, so you may want to go grab one while you can.
Drex, we have to turn to you as our resident former Arby's employee.
Yes.
What's your reaction?
Yeah,
how are you feeling right now?
I am vehemently against this.
Against you are. It? Why?
No, they're stepping off brand.
Whatever. Bring they have the meats. That is their brand.
Bring back the Big Montana. 8 ounces of roast beef on a 5-inch bun. Come on. Those sesame seeds get everywhere.
Your move, Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
You don't usually get a chance to testify in front of other people about a former romantic interest, a former boyfriend, girlfriend. But if Johnny Depp's case, there's a parade of women coming forward saying, me, pick me. And, I mean, there's so much ugly stuff about this case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what I loved was Ellen Barkin, who you could just tell she's been waiting since they split up in, what, 1994 for her opportunity to testify
to
about
just drag him through the mud.
Her relationship with Johnny, and she just enjoyed every second of it.
1994. The friendship went from a purely platonic friendship to a romantic.
At that point in 1994, when the relationship turned romantic, to your
change that to sexual.
I mean, there is no greater shade you can cast. Like, romantic, let's not call it that.
Yeah.
He was my boy toy.
Yeah. So you're saying this, the woman in this particular situation, like, it's a great thing. She actually got to get up in front of people and testify about her ex and get it off of her chest.
And in front of a global audience.
Right.
Ooh,
right.
Know? Like, you want, you can... Listen, it's satisfying to tell your girlfriends, like, he was a dog, he was cruel, blah, 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 but...
When you get to tell everybody.
If there's a satellite link up involved and people are watching across the globe, what would you like to testify about your ex if you had the chance? Kara?
Oh, my ex was the biggest dirtbag on the face of the planet. Like, he would steal from his ex-girlfriends or the people he was dating behind my back and then, like, pawn their jewelry and stuff at pawn shops.
Oh, that's...
Was he the original Tinder swindler?
Maybe.
Your Honor, that's speculative.
Oh, no, it's definitely not, because he went to jail
for it.
You
have concrete... All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
404-741-0985. Yes, if there's jail time involved, it's extra credit. But let's see who's got the juiciest little piece of testification.
So if you got the opportunity to testify against your ex in open court, what's the one thing you would say?
Right. You can testify to us right now. Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5. If you had the chance to take the stand and testify about your ex in front of an audience of millions, what would you say about him? Now is your chance. 404-741-0985. Carrie in Lawrenceville.
Okay, so we were together for just dating, and then we moved in together for a couple of years, all right?
Okay.
All of a sudden, like in the spring, something was going on with my credit. Like somebody had stolen some credit card numbers and was running up all these bills and stuff.
Oh, no.
And it ended up being that somebody had stolen my identity. But like my boyfriend, he could not have been more supportive. And there were even times where I kind of needed help with money and he would chip in and help cover my half of the bills. And
Carrie, I know, unfortunately, where this is going.
Turns out it was my boyfriend who had stolen my identity.
Oh, no.
He had opened credit cards in my name and wasn't paying any of them. So these bills were just stacking up and up and up.
Yeah, but Carrie, did you, like, you didn't realize, like, someone was using your card and buying things, like Amazon boxes aren't showing up at the house, but there's charges?
It would be like general like charges to like Target or the grocery store. So I didn't know what was being bought, you know?
At least he had good taste in stores, right? I'd be impressed with that.
And get this, guys, this is even sicker. So like, you know, I told you he'd give me a little extra side cash every now and then to help me out, you know, some gas money or whatever. It was mine.
Of course, giving you your own money
that he stole from you.
When I was in college, and my mom would send me $50, she wasn't taking it from my account. Now, we're talking about the Johnny Depp trials continuing. Kate Moss going to take the stand today, apparently, and she's going to say positive things, but that's not a lot of fun. The fun was Ellen Barkin, who took the stand, and you could just tell that she's been waiting since he did her dirty back in 1994 to sit on the stand and testify in front of millions of people about what a rotten lover he was.
Like a character witness.
Yeah, how great would that be to be able to get up on the stand under oath and testify about something your ex did?
In front of all those people.
Your Honor, the defendant, her name is Stephanie. Back in 1999, she stole my Abercrombie tracksuit, and I want it back. I have pictures to prove it.
Wear Abercrombie? That was...
Well, who didn't in 99?
Right.
I didn't. I couldn't even. The arms of the Abercrombie shirt won't even fit around.
I was
my arms
half the size I am now in 1999.
Dana in Sharpsburg, what would you testify about your ex?
He goes to arm wrestling competitions and he like studies arm wrestling.
What does he like study it or does he actually compete?
No, he actually competes.
And is there money to be made in that?
No, I don't think so. I think it's all for sport. I mean, he's won a few of them.
Dana, you said you live in Sharpsburg. I can't imagine there's like a big community of arm wrestlers.
Arm wrestlers?
Yeah.
Actually, we live in Sharpsburg in Sonoya, where, you know, they film The Walking Dead. So that's where he lives in Sonoya, and I live in Sharpsburg.
Just some zombies and some arm wrestlers down there.
You know, the thing is, you know you won that arm wrestling competition when the arm actually falls off.
Right.
That's what's happening down there. Talking about what would you testify about your ex if you had the chance? And Kristen in Calhoun is set to shut this thing down.
He was sleeping with my sister.
Oh my gosh.
And what did he tell you or did your sister tell you?
My sister told me.
Why did your sister tell you?
I guess she felt bad.
You think?
Or
yeah,
she
no
wanted
kidding.
To hurt you. Who among these people do you still talk to?
I barely talk to my sister.
Yeah. Yeah, because she's just as guilty as your ex is.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? She
is.
Participated in that. Your sister. Oh.
She's the one who initiated it.
Oh.
I'm sure that's what he told you.
All right, I guess we're going to close court now for the rest of the year.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Tony and Marietta, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, Kara, let's beat it.
See you, Tony. Good luck.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. So Kara's going to step out for a couple of minutes. We'll ask you these five trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
All right, man. Question number one. The iconic home from Full House is up for sale for $3.5 million. What California city is that house located in?
I'm going to say Burbank.
Number two, after yesterday's primary vote, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams are headed for a rematch in November. They're running for what Georgia political office?
Governor.
Question three, Steven Tyler has voluntarily checked himself back into rehab. Steven is lead singer of what rock band?
Aerosmith.
Number four, last week, Harry Styles sold 150,000 vinyl record copies of his new album. What's Harry's favorite type of sugar?
Raw sugar? I don't know.
Sugar in the raw. Number five, Samuel L. Jackson is signed on alongside Chris Pratt in the new Garfield movie due out later this year. What's Garfield's dad's name?
I don't know. I'm going to have to take a pass on that one.
All right. I'm going to bring Kara back in.
All right. Tony and Marietta struggling a little bit this morning, but it is the last day of school for a lot of people, so maybe the
right
people are out to lunch a little bit. We'll see what happens, Kara.
Same questions, Kara. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, the iconic home for Full House up for sale for $3.5 million. What city is that in?
San Francisco.
Tony said Burbank, maybe thinking of the set, but the house was in San Francisco. 1-0. Kara's up.
Number two, after yesterday's primary vote, Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams headed for a rematch in November. They're running for what Georgia political office?
The governor.
The governor. And that's what Tony said. 2-1, Kara's up.
Number three, Steven Tyler has checked himself back into rehab. He's a lead singer of what rock band?
Aerosmith.
That's what Tony said. Kara's up 3-2, though.
Number four, last week, Harry Styles sold 150,000 vinyl copies of his new album.
Whoa.
On vinyl. What's his favorite type of sugar?
Watermelon.
Watermelon sugar.
Tony said, raw sugar.
Sugar in the raw. Love it.
All right, it's 4-2. Kara's up.
Finally, number five, Samuel L. Jackson has signed on alongside Chris Pratt in the new Garfield movie due out later this year. Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, what a slippery slope this
right,
is.
Yeah.
How are you making this decision? What's Garfield's dad's name?
John Arbuckle.
That's what we were looking for. Tony didn't have
last
it.
Name.
All right, final score this morning, 5-2. Tony and Marietta, are you smarter than Kara?
Definitely not today on the last day of school, guys.
Yeah. All right, Kara, your new record, 1,279 wins and 40 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Tony.
It's all right. Thank you again, guys. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. No cash, but we are going to give you those tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies, Cadence Bank Amphitheater at Chastain Park on June 4th. That's coming right up. The tickets are on sale, livenation.com, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We play every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can go ahead and sign up to play if you want. Just go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Hey, Josh, we got your email. You lost your job during the pandemic and are taking care of the kids. You're Mr. Mom now?
Yes. My daughter, she's in the sixth grade, and my son's in the eighth grade. My wife, she has a very demanding job. She's, like, away on the road a lot, you know, so... Mm-hmm. I'm not a pro at the stay-at-home thing, but I think I'm warming up to it.
So what do you need forgiveness for?
It was a big mess up on my end. Our kids' school passed out yearbooks on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids didn't get one because I forgot to give my son the money to buy the yearbook back in April. You know, it was just like a tough time between spring break and all the after-school stuff. It just like totally slipped my mind.
So who needs forgiveness for you forgetting to give your son yearbook money? I mean, it seems a little innocuous, but is someone upset about it?
My kids came home on Monday, and you know, my wife, she knows everything. She immediately went through their backpacks. She knew the yearbooks were going to be there on Monday, and obviously they weren't there. And when she realized, it was bad. So
why is it so important?
I tried to let my wife know that it was my fault, but before I could really get that out there, she was just immediately blaming our son. She just has this idea in her head that he was using the money to hang out with his friends. And, she was just so mad that she told him that, you know, he's grounded and he can't play baseball this summer.
Oh, gosh.
And so I feel like I need forgiveness, not only to come clean to my wife, but to get her off our son's back.
So hold on a second. Josh, your wife was blaming your kid in front of you? And you let your kid take the fall for this?
I don't even have, like, a moment to get a word in edgewise.
I wonder, too, like, if your wife is taking out this aggression and anger and disappointment on your son, what would she have done to you? You know, you're trying to do your best, be the stay-at-home parent. If she would have found out it was you, it probably would have been even worse.
I just don't want her to not be able to rely on me for these at-home things, you know, even though this was just an honest oversight.
Dude, you can go ahead and say it because we can all hear it in your voice. You are afraid of your wife. You are definitely afraid of your wife.
Blink twice.
I am a little afraid of my wife. Yeah.
Hold up a copy of today's newspaper. All right, Josh, sit tight. We'll get your wife. I actually can't wait to talk to her and see what
unfolds
next.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Josh messed up and forgot to give his kids money for the yearbook. He remembered when his wife went on a tear looking for the yearbook, and she immediately blamed their son. And Josh said she was so upset that he just got scared and let his kid take the fall. He wants to come clean, ask forgiveness. Josh, sit tight. We're going to get your wife on the phone.
Hello.
Morning. Is this Caroline?
Yes.
It's Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing well.
We heard something about your son dropping the ball and didn't turn in money in time to get the yearbooks. There was an issue there.
I can't even with these yearbooks.
Yeah, the yearbooks seemed important to you.
All I wanted was the one yearbook that my son and daughter were going to be in at the same time.
What are you talking about? Your son and daughter were going to be in there at the same time?
They're going to go to, like, different high schools, because as my daughter, she has different learning needs, so.
Oh, so this is the only year that they're overlapping in middle school, and the only year they're going to be, like, in the same yearbook.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is pretty important.
Yeah, very. As parents, at the end of the day, all we have is pictures and memories.
Right. Well, I just want to let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and your husband Josh is on the other line. He wanted to ask your forgiveness about this yearbook fiasco.
Hi.
Why do you need forgiveness?
Honey, I just want you to know that it is my fault. I never gave Trey the money for the yearbooks. I'm the one who totally forgot. I dropped the ball. It's all on me.
I'm sorry, Josh. I don't believe you. You're just trying to cover for him like you do.
No. I'm telling you the truth, and I'm going to be honest with you. You're really not going to want the yearbook.
Well, Josh, why wouldn't Caroline want the yearbook? She seems like she's really thirsty for it.
Yeah.
I worked it out with some of the parents that I'm friendly with, and we got my hands on an extra copy of the yearbook because I wanted to make it up to you, but I'm telling you, it's not good.
So you do have a yearbook?
Yeah, I do now, but just trust me, you don't want it.
Josh, we got to ask this question again. Why wouldn't your wife want the yearbook? What is it that you found in the yearbook that's so upsetting?
She just said how important it was to her.
Our kids look like they got hit by a truck in their yearbook photos.
No.
Josh!
Like they didn't come out cut.
Come on, that's our children you're talking about. Not to mention, we all look goofy in middle school.
It was extra bad. You were out of town for work the day they had their picture taken for the yearbook, and we overslept, so they just looked like they took the red eye back from a long weekend in Vegas.
Josh.
This cannot be real.
Josh, you not only forgot to give the money for the yearbook, but you were responsible for, like, getting them together for the yearbook photo?
It was all on me.
And you say, quote, they look like they were on a red eye back from Vegas in their pictures.
Well, Caroline, Josh did call in saying he's been a little overwhelmed at being a stay-home dad. And I was hoping that you would forgive him for not getting the yearbook. Are you okay with all of this?
Oh, my God.
What? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
What is so funny?
Josh just sent me pictures.
Yeah.
I just
texted her a picture of the yearbook photos.
Oh, my God. Look at her hair.
So, Caroline, is it safe to say you're glad you didn't waste money on the yearbook?
I guess. I wish you could see this.
I'll tell you what. I'm happy to get these framed, and then we'll show it to our kids on their wedding day.
Oh, the memories.
So you're going to forgive him, yes?
Yes, after seeing this, yes.
Okay. On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow, Kendra has already ruined her brother's wedding 2 weeks before it even happens.
Oh, no.
That's a new record. Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.